Last Monday, we began hearing from Jiva Goswami about Akura's visit to Vrindavan. This is described in Chapter 38 of Canto 10. And a little bit about Akura first. Akura is a pure devotee. We read about Akura in Nectar of Devotion. There are 9 processes of bhakti, and Akura is the example of one who achieved perfection through prayer, one of the 9 processes of bhakti. Those prayers are found in the next chapter, chapter 39 from Canto 10. He's often referred to as Uncle Akura because he was very elderly compared to Krishna and Balaram, and he's from the same family line from the Yadu dynasty. In chapter 36 of Canto 10, we find Kamsa appealing to Akura to do a mission on his behalf, going to Vrindavan. Kamsa described to Akura his plan to try to kill Krishna. And that plan was to bring Krishna to Mathura, and then he would be killed when Krishna comes to Mathura. That was the plan. And Akura's mission was to somehow persuade Krishna to come to Vrindavan, from Vrindavan to Mathura. The plan was, let's have a big festival in Mathura. We'll engage brahmanas and so many details about that festival. In fact, all of the residents of Vrindavan were also to be invited, and they came. Akura agreed because his main mission in life was to see Krishna. Akura knew that Krishna is the all-powerful supreme.
Akura深深地知道 Krishna 是无所不能的至尊主。
And he knew Krishna would destroy Kamsa. And all the members of the Yadu dynasty wanted that, and he would be doing the Yadu dynasty a big favor to bring Krishna to annihilate Kamsa. That's what happened in chapter 36. And then in chapter 37, we find that Kamsa also sent Keshi, his best demon associate, to try to kill Krishna, but Keshi was killed. Towards the end of chapter 37, we also find Krishna killing Vyomasura. But our acharyas explain that that pastime happened very early in Krishna's childhood, yet it was not narrated until the end of chapter 37. And chapter 37 ends with Krishna just being completely delighted and in the highest happiness being with the cowherd boys and the cows in Vrindavan. In the middle of that chapter, there's a long discussion between Narada Muni and Krishna where Narada is encouraging Krishna to go to Mathura and finish Kamsa, liberate his mother and father from prison, and so many things. This is a very significant transition in Krishna's pastime from his childhood pastimes and boyhood and child pastimes to his youth pastimes outside of Vrindavan. So,
Krishna,
last Monday, we heard something of a summary written by Jiva Goswami describing Akura's journey from Mathura to Vrindavan. In short, he was in ecstasy. A very important lesson for all of us who are practicing devotional service in the sadhana bhakti stage is to understand the mood of anticipation of meeting Krishna that Akura was displaying.
从这个描述当中学习到的非常重要的一个教导是，在我们习练 Sadhana Bhakti 规范修行奉爱服务的过程当中，我们了解到去渴望见到 Krishna 的心态从 Akula 的身上展示出来。
This is the practical application message for all of the listeners of this pastime.Like Akura, we should be very eager or become increasingly more and more eager to be with Krishna, to serve Krishna, to see Krishna, to be directly in contact with Krishna. That eagerness is the key or the price for success in bhakti.
想要和 Krishna 在一起，想要去见到 Krishna， 想要去服务 Krishna， 想要直接的去接触到 Krishna， 要有这样的越来越强烈的渴望，这是我们在奉爱服务当中取得成功的秘诀和应该付出的代价。
Akura was in the mature stage of Prema Bhakti.And we are somewhere in the sadhana bhakti range. But the same principle that applies to Akura applies to us. Anticipation of connecting with Krishna.Last week we heard about Akura's arrival, his exchange with Krishna, Krishna inviting Akura to come meet his father, their exchanges in Nanda Maharaj's home.
Krishna
accepted his proposal.
Krishna 接受了他的提议.
He was looking forward to going to Mathura to meet Kamsa.He was even saying, everyone will be relieved when Kamsa is killed. He was being very explicit about his intention to kill Kamsa. We heard how Purnamasi, she consented. Good plan.Everybody else was in a state of shock. Oh no, Krishna's going to leave Vrindavan. Oh no.
Oh, boo, Krishna 就要离开 Vrindavan 了, boo.
Mother Jasoda lost consciousness.And even the person in Gopal Champu who is narrating this story, he also becomes choked up and can't speak. Krishna's leaving Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj invited assembly of elders to come to his home, and after he explained the plan, he also fainted. And then Krishna wanted to revive his father, so he approached his feet, began massaging his feet, and spoke in the following way. Krishna explains to Nanda Maharaj, why are you grieving like this? This is just a recitation, and I will kill Kamsa while joyfully thinking of you and return after some time and be again visible to you.
Krishna 对南的马哈拉吉说道：“您为什么这么悲伤呢？我会一直等着你，会高兴的想着您铲除恶魔，铲除康萨，铲除康萨之后，我过一段时间就会回来见你的。”Listen
carefully. I want to explain to you the context of Gopal Champu being written and spoken. Krishna returned to Vrindavan after killing Shishupal and Dantavakra. This is described in the Puranas. Krishna returned, he spent 2 months, and while Krishna was in Vrindavan for those 2 months, this Gopal Champa was being narrated. There are two narrators who are both disciples of Narada Muni. At the request of the residents of Vrindavan, they're narrating the whole story of Krishna's pastimes from the time of his birth until now when he's returned to Vrindavan. Although this is a pastime that happened long ago, the narrator, even speaking about it, becomes choked up and can't speak. Nanda and Jashoda, hearing what happened long ago, they also faint. Just hearing about separation from Krishna is too much for them. And now we're beginning the concluding portions of this chapter of Gopal Champu. What happens next? So, the speaker His name is Madhukanta.
讲述者名字叫 Madhukanta.
Madhukanta speaks to Mother Yashoda.
Madhukanta 对 Yashoda 妈妈说的。
He says to Mother Yashoda, your son has so much affection for you. Just allow him to play in any way that he wishes. And in all circumstances, he's controlled by you, by your love.
Madhukanta 对 Yashoda 妈妈说的, Oh, Yashoda, 您的孩子充满了如此多的深爱, 您就让您的孩子想在那里玩耍,
In the evening,
无论如何在任何情况下,
In the evening, there's
他不受的, 他不被您所控制,
In the evening,
now the connection is not very good. Your voice is broken. Could you repeat?
Sure.
Thank you.
The narrator, Madhukanta, speaks to Mother Yashoda saying, let Krishna play. He'll always be under your control because of your love for him.
Madhukanta 对 Yashoda 妈妈这样说道了,Yashoda,您的孩子喜欢在哪里玩耍,就在哪里玩耍吧。由于您对他的爱,您的
At Nanda Maharaj's home, in the evening, the groups of devotees come together again, and this time, Radha and Krishna come together.
在晚上的时候,这些成群的奉献者们又聚到了Nanda Maharaj的家中。
Now the narrator Madhukanta starts to speak directly to Radha about her feelings of Krishna leaving Vrindavan and going to Mathura. Madhukanta reminds Radha of what her feelings and the gopis' feelings were when they heard that Krishna was going to leave.
Madhukanta 令Radha想起了当Radha和那些其他的牧牛姑娘们听到Krishna即将离开Vrindavan
Announcements were being made throughout Braja. Krishna is going for this festival in Mathura, and they were all so distressed. The gopis felt like they were hit by a thunderbolt. Some were injured by that thunderbolt, and some, like Radha and others, they almost died. Their faces showed their anguish. Their faces were compared to sparks that leave a fire and land on the ground nearly extinguished, their faces became withered, shrunken.
就像是小火花离开了火团，大火团一样，掉在了地上，即将熄灭一样。
The limbs of their body became limp with no strength.
他们的身体失去了力量，四肢无力。
Their hair became disheveled, their ornaments fell off their bodies.
他们的长发和身上的首饰都纷纷脱落，都纷纷散落下来。Some
became senseless, some lost consciousness.
有的人呆若木鸡，有的人失去了知觉。
He says, who can describe properly the torment they were experiencing just hearing Krishna is going to leave for a day?
谁能够去描述出这些牧牛姑娘们一听到Krishna即将离去的消息，内心遭受了多么大的这种折磨与心痛啊。
They either became stunned, like a stone statue, or they moved about as if dull-witted.
他们要么就像石头一样呆呆的，呆如木鸡；他们要么就像是木头一样呆头呆脑。
This was heard by them in the evening, and they fainted when they heard.
失去了知觉，晕倒过去。
In the morning, they regained consciousness.
在第二天早上，他们又恢复了外在的知觉。And
their attention then shifted to Kamsa.
然后他们的注意力转向了Kamsa。Because
for the residents of Braja, Kamsa was a source of great fear. To protect them from being overwhelmed by fear, in addition to the separation from Krishna, the demigods filled them with another emotion.
那么，为了使他们脱离康萨所受到的巨大的恐惧，除了他们所经历的、经受的这种分离之痛之外，they
felt,
他们是这样的感受。They
felt strength, knowing that they would be protected by the power of Krishna from the terror of Kamsa. They were also reassured by Purnamasi saying the same thing, Krishna will kill Kamsa. That's good.
确信无疑，Krishna肯定会杀死Kamsa。
And then the gopis began remembering the so many pastimes when Krishna was confronted with powerful demons, and one after the next, Krishna killed them. They just were reciting Krishna's childhood pastimes of killing demons. They were certain that he would kill Kamsa.
然后接下来这些牧牛姑娘们就想起了Krishna三十一个又一个恶魔的这些消息光，他们开始去吟诵，讲述Krishna的这些消息光，他们确信不疑，Krishna肯定会杀死Kamsa。Having
that faith, it helped them adjust their fear of being separated from Krishna.
因为，Yes,
I'll say it. You want me to say it again?
Yes, definitely.
Having faith that Krishna would destroy Kamsa, their concern, their feelings of separation, impending separation from Krishna, became pacified. Then their ecstatic emotion moved to another topic. While our fear of Kamsa will be destroyed by Krishna, when Krishna destroys Kamsa, how long will Krishna stay in Mathura? After experiencing the big city, Mathura, will he want to come back to Braja, the village? We're just simple village girls. In Mathura, there are many princesses, daughters of kings. Krishna will be attracted to their special qualities and they will be attracted to him. How will Krishna remember us? Even now, when he goes to the forest, one moment seems like the age of Brahma passes. If Krishna does go to Mathura, then who will understand the turmoil and the difficulties our minds will undergo in his absence? If he goes to Mathura and becomes a ruler in Mathura, how will we be able to remain alive and peaceful? Our particular attraction, or raga, may not be attractive to him anymore. His being ruler in a kingdom is not going to give us any happiness in separation of him. We have the anurag, or very strong attachment, to be with Krishna in this simple village life. We know this term anuraga from Shikshastaka, right? Many of you know Lord Chaitanya's Shikshastaka. If you don't, later on you can look up Shikshastaka 2 in the very last line. Durdaivim idrisha ahani na anuraga. Because of my misfortune, I don't have any anurag or attraction for Krishna's name. The gopis have anuraga. And their anuraga towards Krishna is to be in his constant association in the simple village life of Vrindavan. They compare themselves to a fish being fearful of being out of water. So similarly for them, not seeing Krishna in Vrindavan anymore is a very fearful situation, very terrible situation. They essentially say we'll be like dead. We won't be able to even recognize anything. Our consciousness will be gone because he's gone. Then their attention starts to be fixed on his form. His face is attractive with a sweet smile. The tips of his eyes playfully dance. His clever words give joy to the heart. He is filled with pastimes. We have directly seen all this, and one cannot even make any comparisons. Our minds will be so disturbed. How will we tolerate the pain of separation? We will take poison to be nectar and nectar to be poison. Contemplating Krishna's departure in this way, the gopis decided just to completely abandon any kind of social consideration and run to Krishna and plead with him to not leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the chapter ends. And chapter 39 begins with Krishna preparing to get on the chariot the next morning with Akura. As you can see, the ecstasy of the gopis is in another realm of transcendence. In a spontaneous and uncontrolled way, their contemplations, their ecstasies just keep moving and moving like waves in the ocean. Their lives are ruled by their love for Krishna. Intelligence steadying the mind and the emotions within the mind becomes elusive. Yes. Controlling their minds with intelligence and the emotions within the mind becomes elusive. Their intelligence stops functioning. Very same thing happened to Akura in his chariot ride heading to Vrindavan. Waves of emotion were carrying Akura's mind. And all these emotions were ecstatic emotions. Some looked happy, some looked sad. Some were filled with humility, some were filled with apparent pride, but transcendental. Picture in your mind a small cork floating in the ocean, and the waves go up and the waves go down, and the waves go up and the waves go down. And there goes the cork up and down because the waves are very powerful. This is the way of life for those who are situated in pure devotion. Sometimes such elevated souls descend from that position to come to this realm and engage in preaching work. Moved by compassion, not wanting to see people suffer. Such souls sometimes descend from that ecstatic position and come to this earthly plane of existence and extend topics of Krishna to the world. That's what Srimad Bhagavatam is. Shukadev is its speaker, and he's on that platform of consciousness, spontaneous love of God. And our great acharyas, hearing this wisdom in disciplic succession, are then sharing it with others, although they're on this most elevated platform already. Why do they do that? It's so that we can benefit by hearing these wonderful topics from them. Forgetfulness of Krishna is the greatest of misfortune. Restoring remembrance of Krishna is the greatest fortune. And these great souls that are assisting us in remembering Krishna, they're very compassionate. So that concludes chapter 38 of Canto 10. Let's see if there's some discussion. Any questions?
Yes. Go ahead. Before the devotees in YY or another WeChat group, before they paste the question in. Here is the question. 深深的顶拜咕噜, 牧牛姑娘对Krishna的情感, 包括爱恋、愉悦、音乐、思念、对分离的恐惧、焦虑和痛苦等等和世俗的情感极为相似, 他们对Krishna的情感和物质世界的人, 对恋人的这种情感的根本区别是什么? 如果说所有这些都是超然的,是因为他们那些情感都能带来狂喜吗? 感恩咕噜。 Gumaraj, this question from Jamuna Tira. I offer my obeisance to Guru. So the gopis, they emotion to Lord Krishna, including love, pleasure, missing, fear of separation, anxiety and distress detection. So these emotions are very similar with the material emotions. So the gopi's emotion to Lord Krishna, what's the difference? What's the essential difference between the gopi's emotion to Lord Krishna and the lovers in the material world? So if the emotion of the gopis are transcendental, because those emotions can bring ecstasy.
That's not why they are transcendental. That's a byproduct of their being transcendental.
这不是说是,
Their ecstasy is not, it's not the cause of transcendence, it's a symptom of transcendence. The difference between their emotions and other worldly people's similar looking emotions has to do with who is the one who is to be pleased, the object or vishaya of their attention. In material consciousness, we're at the center, and for the gopis, Krishna is at the center. The material consciousness includes a misconception of who we really are and what real happiness really is. Next.
Maybe they need the time to paste their questions in the WeChat.
Do we have any online questions?
Last time, several questions left in the last class.
There were some remaining questions?
Yes.
So why don't you do those?
Yeah. Okay.
Please.
Yeah, thank you. Krishna 的仆人的仆人，就是我现在念的这些问题是上一节课遗留下来的问题，没有回答的问题。 Krishna 的仆人的仆人，在 Krishna 的消时光中有许多被 Krishna杀死了恶魔，都获得了解脱。怎么理解恶魔被杀死后成为解脱的灵魂，获得了灵性的躯体，甚至在灵性世界获得崇高的地位，成为奉献者呢？他们的恶魔品质一下子就没有了，全成了神圣的品质。So this question from the servant of Lord Krishna. So in Krishna's pastimes, there are many devotees, many demons killed by Lord Krishna. And they obtain liberation. So how do you understand that those demons, after they killed by Krishna, they become liberated souls. Even they get the spiritual body, and even they get a elevated position in the spiritual world and become devoted. So the demoniac qualities immediately disappear and become transformed to good qualities. So how can you understand this?
The two things. One is achieving spiritual form in the association of Krishna in the spiritual world is the exception of the type of liberation. The main type of liberation is merging into the Brahman effulgence, that type. Sure. Okay. Those demons killed by Krishna who achieved spiritual forms in the spiritual world were the exception, not the rule. The rule is many achieved merging into the Supreme Brahman as their form of liberation. And the second explanation is those who achieve spiritual form, most of them had rendered even some slight amount of service which Krishna accepted, and thus they achieve spiritual form. It should not be a surprise that bad qualities instantly became good qualities. It's like an object entering into the sun. It's going to burn. Like the sun, Krishna is all pure. When in contact with the Supreme Pure, one becomes purified. So that shouldn't be a surprise at all. Okay?
Yes, the next question. Yeah. 想做很多服务，更多念诵、阅读，做各种服务都忙不过来。但是在我们的时间有限的情况下，我们应该把更多的时间重点花在哪一项服务上，才会获得更多的明星进步呢？ This question from the name, the devotee whose name, servant. I offer my obeisances to Guru. So in this month, I would like to do more service, to read more, to do more other service. So busy, and too busy to complete those, to perform this, those service. But in such a situation when our time is limited. So, what kind of service we should invest more energy, more time, so that we can get more benefit and can make more spiritual progress?
Expand yourself. Make two of yourself. And if you don't know how to do that, just be content with as much as you can. And don't try to expand yourself into two. Enthusiasm to increase is very good. Accepting realistic limitations of your own capacity is also very good. Krishna will see both. That's the secret to success. Pleasing Krishna. A material conception is do more and Krishna will be pleased. That's discussed in Bhagavad Gita. It's false ego. Each of us can fly as high as we can, just like a bird can fly as high as he can, and they can't fly higher. If Krishna wants, he can give you more capacity. That's nice. And be enthusiastic to increase your capacity, but also be accepting of the kindness Krishna has given to do whatever it is that you can do. Next.
Yes, this question from 生命,热爱生命, from 杨百莲, 顶拜姑的莲花族, 请问木流姑娘们的这些情感是真实的还是演的? 他们真的难过吗? 怎样才能够理解他们的这种崇高的爱呢? So I offer my obeisances to Guru's lotus feet. My question is that the emotion of those gopis are real or they claim like this? They really very sad? How do you understand their elevated love?
What looks to you like sad is ecstasy. It's a common mistake to think that spiritual emotions are like your material emotions. They're not.
Mm-hmm. 情感一样，这是一种物质的概念，物质的想法。
What's the difference between a material emotion and a spiritual emotion?
物质的情感与灵性的情感之间有什么不同呢？
Remembrance of Krishna, forgetfulness of Krishna.
那不同就是灵性的情感它总是记着 Krishna, 而物质的情感是遗忘了 Krishna.
In the spiritual world, there's only remembrance of Krishna.All emotions are centered around remembrance of Krishna, including what you're calling sadness. Read Nectar Devotion carefully and you will findThose are expressions of ecstasy when the devotee is feeling separation from Krishna.
好好地去阅读一下《放爱的甘露》。在《放爱的甘露》里面描述了这些奉献者所感受到的与 Krishna 的分离的悲伤之情是狂喜。
Remembrance of Krishna is being increased by feelings of separation.Material standards don't work. They don't fit the spiritual experience of the devotees in the spiritual world. Next.
Yes, Gunaj. Next, from Jambavati. Dingbai Gurudev, 请问 Gurudev, 奉献者的职责就是传播 Krishna 之旨。但传播的途径各有不同，有的通过圣名 Prasada, 经典的传播，有的奉献者只是播撒种子，有的奉献者给种子施肥、浇水，两种传播途径的重要性是一致的吗？So I offer my obeisance to Gurudev. So my question is that, devotee's duty is to spread Krishna consciousness, but the ways of spreading Krishna consciousness is different. Some way is to spread the holy name or distribute to sadhan or to teach thesusty or some devotees, they just plant the seed. Some devotees just fertilize or water the seed. So the two ways of spreading Krishna consciousness, the importance of the two ways of spreading Krishna consciousness are in accordance.
Do you understand the question? Because I don't understand the question. Do you understand the question?
Yeah.
Keep it simple rather than just translating word for word. Summarize what she's asking.
Yes, the main point is that some devotees, they plant the seed of bhakti and some devotees water the seed of bhakti.
Okay.
So the two ways are, the importance of the two ways are same?
Well, they're just different stages of the same.
Oh, 那就是这种就是一是一这种重要性是一致的，处在不同的阶段。
There's a third, that's harvesting.
Oh, 还
那是收获的阶段。
You know, some persons, like say, in villages, some persons may be really skilled at planting, some may be really skilled at growing, some may be really skilled at harvesting, and some may be good at all those things. It's all part of the same thing. It's just different stages of the same activity. And one without the other is insufficient. So all are needed. But they are specific activities, and therefore there is some difference in those specific activities. I hope that's okay.
Next question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I offer my obeisance to Guru Maharaj. So you mentioned that just by honoring Prasadam, listening to the teachings of the saint person, that one can very quick attain the level of Krishna consciousness. But some people have been honoring Prasadam for many years, have been chanting the holy name for many years, are also have been hearing, listening to the lectures given by the same person for many years, and they also chant the holy name very nicely. Why they do not hear the basic qualities such as respect the elders, to love the youngers?
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur answered that question. It's a long story, but the short version is, if we maintain attachments to the temporary, we're not going to make nice progress. Another similar answer is, if we continue to make offenses while carrying out our devotional service and chanting, we won't make much progress. To say correctly that the process works very quickly means there's potency for us to go very quickly, but if we're negligent in maintaining attachments or making offenses, that potency doesn't come through fully.
取得进步的这种，如果一个人依然依恋那些短暂的事物，那么这种取得快速进步的力量就不会，或者是取得快速进步的能量就不会全然的展示出来。
Go ahead.
That's it? Yes. This question from Gora Pretty. 请拜古鲁玛哈拉吉及所有奉献者聆听梵文国家梵歌园艺15章时，阅读者说的普鲁舍塔玛瑜伽和普鲁舍塔玛瑜伽有关。We listen to the Bhagavad Gita chapter 15 in Sanskrit. So, the title of 15 is Purushottama Yoga. So, this Purushottama Yoga has any connection with Purushottama Monk?
Of course. Purushottama is used twice. 当然也有关系了。Purushottama means the topmost person, and that's Krishna. So the yoga of the Supreme Person is Bhagavad Gita, and it's the month of the Supreme Person, Purushottam. In Vedic calendar, all the months have a name of the Supreme Lord, just like the month of Damodar. In a similar way, this is the month of Purushottam, a name of the personality of Godhead. Next.
Yes. Vaidehi, Satyamataji, 还有问题吗? Yeah, it seems there's more questions, but they don't know what the reason they... Vaidehi said no more questions.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Do we have something online here? Okay. Prabhupada ki jai.